This message you're about to listen to was recorded live at the Redeemed Christian Church of God, the Throne Room Parish, Transcorp Hilton, Abuja. Be blessed as you listen.
Now listen very carefully. Listen very carefully. Please let me open your Bibles very quickly. I'll be speaking on some certain things. According to the word of God that came, it says that you have skirted this mountain long enough. You have compassed this mountain long enough. You have stayed in this plain, this place. It's too long. It's beyond your welcome. It's beyond comfort. You have stayed in this plain too long. It is time for you to move to the next level. Not only that, for you to move, to advance, but also to advance, not what? Towards a certain direction. One of the things that God Almighty will be doing this morning in the precious name of Jesus, He'll be working on your lives. Hallelujah. To give you the direction that is needed. May I say unto someone, after this service, oh my God, you will stop wondering about. You jump from one place to the other, just keep moving one place. And if you calculate everything, if you do the assessment, it's about going from one place to the other, you're just moving in cycles. Still on the same spot. Nothing has moved. But it seems as if things are moving. I pray in the precious name of Jesus that by the power of this word, you have been released into the place of a specific direction. If you are the one that God's come and say a very big amen to that. Hallelujah. Please help me open your Bible to the book of James chapter 4 from verse 7. It says, submit yourselves therefore to God. James 4 chapter 7. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. It says, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Have you seen that? Draw near to God and he will draw. You see these verses. These verses are loaded. It speaks of a place of obedience. It speaks of a place of you entering into warfare, resisting the devil after you've obeyed. And the devil will not insist because the devil must flee. Sometimes some people are praying. When they are praying, they are not believing that the devil is going to flee. Because say, in Jesus' name, I resist you, but I still thinking is there. So you think he's there. When you resist him, just know that he has fled. Because what does God say? Resist. Bible did not say resist and he will insist. Say resist and he will flee. So you see the devil fleeing. You see your enemies fleeing. Whether they're elemental agents, spiritual elements, or persons disguised. I pray in the precious name of Jesus that your enemies will flee before you in seven different directions. Those who are walking against you, I say they will flee before you in seven different directions. Your feet shall be on the neck of your enemies. According to the word of God in the precious name of Jesus Christ, if you are the one of God, somebody, I will say a very big amen to that. So please let me say, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Hallelujah. 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 Now listen very carefully. This message is coming to someone, to certain people. Number one, that it's time for you to move. So he said, draw near to God, and then God will draw near to you. So you take the initiative. You take the first step, and then you see God. Oh my God, you will see the positive drama happening before you. You want to see miracles? You take the first initiative. So he said, draw near to him, and he'll draw near to you. So you must take a step forward. Some of us, listen, this message is coming to people. Oh my God. Some of us, we have stayed where we are. You are doing overtime. You are bigger than this. You are more than this. This is not the terminus of your life. This is not the terminus of your destiny. So God is bringing this world to dislocate you from where you are right now. So there will be a glorious location to the place where he has destined for you. Come on, in this month of March, you are moving forward. I say you are moving forward. I say you are moving forward. Because if you do not move, you will be removed. So God expects you to move from every mountain of regret. Don't just sit and just regretting. Every mountain of disappointment, the mountain of disaster, the mountain of loss. You have counted your losses. It's okay. It's time for you to move on. So, I'm in a mess. If you sit upon your mess, you will stink like a mess. Somebody sits upon his shit, he will stink like shit. So forgive me for using that word. He will stink like that. So what do? You clean your bum and move. You move. You want to see God moving in his power? You move. Draw near and he will draw near to you. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Listen very carefully. One of the things that God has called me to speak to us this morning, emphasis, that it is time for you to embrace your glorious future. It's time for you to move forward, not backward. And that is why, please, all these messages telling you about your past, about your foundation, please, I beg you, discard them. Why? You cannot move forward. Move onward when you are still attached to your past. God is about a futuristic God. He's the God of the future. You must drop all those paradigms and take a step forward. Our God is the God of the new. Isaiah 43 from verse 18. Very quickly. It says, remember ye the former things. Consider the things of old. Behold, I will do an old thing. Is that the scripture? Is that the scripture? Thank God our people are alive here. So I start again. It says, remember ye not the former things, what has passed, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Your God is saying, oh my God, doing something new. God does not take you back to the old. He does not. Now, some people are saying, oh, my foundation is what is wrong with me. I have a faulty foundation. Those days, when we did not know the scriptures, we were praying those kind of prayers. I have a faulty foundation. How can you have a faulty foundation while you're in Christ Jesus? It's impossible. See what the word of God says. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 from verse 11. For other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, which is Christ Jesus. I am standing upon the foundation of Jesus Christ and the finished work. It's not a faulty foundation. It's not. It can't hold me down. This foundation speaks of new things. You want to see how God wants to deal with an organic man? Look at Abraham. You know, God is the God of the future. Isaiah 51 from verse 1 to 2. He said, hearken unto me, ye that follow after righteousness, ye that seek the Lord. He said, look from the rocks from whence you were hewn, and to the hole of the pit from whence you were digged. Look unto Abraham thy father and Sarah that bear thee. I have called him alone and blessed him and increased him. How did God call him? How did God call him? He says, you who follow after righteousness, who you are seeking the Lord. You are seeking after the righteousness of God. He says, look unto Abraham. I'm not going to talk about Jesus now. Look unto Abraham. Look unto the rocks from whence we are healed. Look unto the pit of the hole from whence he had digged. Look unto Abraham, Sarah. I have called him. and blessed him and increased him. How did God do it? God did it by giving him a futuristic agenda. Your God is the God of the future. See what happens here. Genesis chapter 12 from verse 1 to 3. And God said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country, from thy kindred, from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. I will make of thee a great nation. I will bless thee. I will make thy name great. Thou shalt be a blessing. I will bless them that bless you, and curse them that curse thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. What I see here is the God of the future. Abraham came from a heathen ancestry. They were idol worshiping of demons. Idol worshippers. After God's word came to him, I never one day saw that God referred him to the past and said, Abraham, your foundations are faulty. You have one father's house chasing you. You have one mother's house chasing you. Go and be. I didn't see such practice with Abraham. I never saw it with Abraham. After God declared that, Bible says Abraham moved by faith. The just shall live by faith. Abraham, when he was called to a place which will after all receive for an inheritance, went, not knowing where he was going. He dwelt in the land of promise, as in a strange land, dwelling in tents and tabernacle with Isaac and Jacob, the same of promise. For they waited for a city which has foundation, whose maker and builder is God. For if they have been mindful of the country from whence they came forth, they will have had the opportunity to return. But they seek a heavenly country. Oh my God. And God is not ashamed to be called their God. For because he has prepared for them a city in the future. This is God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I did not see such practice with Jesus. Where if you want to go and embrace the future and go forward, don't hold to your past. Don't visit that past. Why? Your future is so much more loaded. Come on. See Jesus. When he was born, in Jesus' ancestry, oh my God, fornicators. Solomon, bad guy. Jeroboam, bad guy. Wicked king, they killed many people. Not only that, Rahab, the harlot, was in his lineage. Not once did my perfect example was referred to go to the past to go and dig and say, this is what is wrong with me. No wonder why he says, John was speaking and he says, we used to know him in the flesh, but now knowing him no more. The same thing too, we used to know you. But it says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Everything. It is a dangerous thing for you to commit your great future, Kaya, to the hands of a Dibia, to the hands of mother's house, father's house, faulty foundation. Oh, you are making a mess of your future to commit such a huge investment. Haven't you noticed? You too sometimes. Be objective. Look at the level of people who are doing that kind of things. You just think about them. They never move forward. Always going in cycles. My future is too big, too glorious. I feel like embracing it. The past must break off from me. Come on. Hallelujah. 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 I say hallelujah. Those days they tell us, this person is doing from the village, that person is doing from the village. When I go to my village, almost everybody is born again. So where are the village people now? No more excuse. Listen, it's time for you to move. You must take your steps. I say you must take the step before you begin to see God act in the precious name of Jesus. He by one man's offense, death reigned by one, much more they which receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign by one, Jesus Christ. Oh my God, you will reign in the precious name of Jesus. Your future is bright. Hallelujah. Your future is lovely. Hallelujah. Your future is wonderful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now listen very carefully. Do you know how, well, as I conclude this, I will continue this next week, week after. If you're interested in this message, continuity, don't miss church to free you from either real or perceived strongholds. Now think about it. Holy Spirit was speaking to me. Say, you're a counselor. I say, yes, I counsel people. Relationship counselor. I say, yes. He said, also, as you experience in marriage, it's okay. As I experience in marriage, say yes. So he said, every time you see two people, you see a wife telling the husband, you did not buy a gift for me in 1980. You cheated. I caught you cheated in 1979. And we're 2024. How can that relationship move forward? It's exactly what is happening. That relationship, that marriage can never move forward. Or you say, husband, you disrespected me in 2009. It's 2024. You did this in 2000. Oh, you did this. That relationship can never go anywhere. We have a bigger future. No wonder why women like, you know, sometimes women fall for men who come and tell them about the future. Say, you know, I will take you around the entire globe. We'll visit many places. Move from Trinidad and Tobago to Jamaica, to Grenada, to America, to Canada. You see all the, even with their spirituality, yes. Because people like future, good things. But if every time, I remember the day you spoke to my mom, that night when we just got married, you are so rude. It can't go anywhere. Nobody loves that. It is time for you to embrace your future. Your future is bright. Your future is wonderful. It's time for you to move forward. Go succeed. Go excel. Go manifest. God Almighty is with you. Your life will never be the same again. Let somebody shout the loudest hallelujah.
We believe you have been blessed by this message. To download this message, please visit our podcast at The Throne Room on your handheld device or computer. For any inquiries, call 08087-000004 or visit the Life Center at number 20 Colorado Close off Thames Street, Maitama, Abuja. You can also visit our website, www.rccgthroneroom.org. You are highly lifted, highly favored. Thank you.